Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today is the 11th month, the 26th day, the year 2015. And it's the Thanksgiving day here. And it's also the purification of the good Saint Anne. And this is a very short lecture to explain to people what we've done on our calendar on the 21st presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We don't celebrate the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the temple for a couple of reasons. The first reason is it's from apocryphal works. It's never been defined. And it's an opinion that after the good Saint Anne and Saint Joachim gave birth to the Immaculate Conception, the Blessed Mother herself, and a great miracle took place between those two holy parents. They believe that when she was around 3 years old, that they then dropped Mary off at the temple and just left her there and then went back home and left Mary off at the temple. Well, I don't believe that at all. I think it's an insult to the holiness of Saint Joachim and the good Saint Anne, whom God has deemed to make them the parents of the Immaculate Conception. They're going to pawn her off when she's three. Doesn't even have the use of reason to know her parents. It's horrible. And when you look at Saint Joachim and the good Saint Anne, they're in the top five of holiest people that ever lived. The Blessed Mother is the holiest creature that God ever created. I think Joseph is second, Saint Anne is third, Saint Joachim is fourth, Saint John the Baptist five. You can argue about some of those positions, but not about the Blessed Mother. She's number one. But my point is, Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are in the top five of the holiest people that God ever created. Holiest people. In which the miracle of the Immaculate Conception took place when they came together to conceive Mary. And so you're going to tell me they're going to pawn her off to somebody who's not as great and holy as they are into the temple when she's 3 years old? I don't believe it. I don't like the opinion. It's not heretical. You can believe it, but I don't like it. I think it detracts from the parents of Holy Mary. And so what we do is, it was an Old Testament decree that when you give birth to a male, the woman has to take 40 days before she can be purified. Then she'd have to present herself to the temple to be purified. It's called the purification. If it was a female, it would be 80 days. And then she would have to present herself to the temple for the purification if it was a female. So what we did is, we're celebrating the purification of the good Saint Anne. After she gave birth to the Immaculate Conception, our Blessed Mother Mary, 80 days after that, when she presented herself into the temple for the purification ritual. That's what we celebrate. And we call it the purification of Saint Anne. Now, we made a mistake this year. If you're going to look at our calendar, we're going to change it. Somebody might have an old calendar. We said the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the purification of the good Saint Anne. But we did a little studying, and they didn't really present females to the temple. They only presented the firstborn males. So they didn't present females in the temple. So it's not the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the purification of the good Saint Anne. It's only the purification of the good Saint Anne. And so that's going to be corrected on our calendar for next year. But just to give you a little reason why we do not celebrate the presentation of Blessed Mother in the temple as taught by these people from that opinion that she was dropped off in the temple when she was three and left there by her parents. And they probably visit her once in a while. But God's not going to give you a whole appearance like that, and then they're going to pawn them off on somebody else. Just like when you look at Jesus himself, right? You could have said that St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary could have said, what a great miracle this is, the Incarnation, the greatest of all miracles. Second to that only is the Immaculate Conception. So they could have said, wow, what a great gift God's given us. Let's drop them off at the temple. No. Okay, so that's what's going on with that. So that's the end of this little short lecture to explain that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.